This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The new year is beginning to arrive in nations around the world. Tonight, the big New Year's Eve celebration in New York City. The AP's Julie Walker is there.
Bomb-sniffing dogs, drones, dump trucks blocking streets, and cops on every corner. That's just some of the NYPD security for New Year's Eve in Times Square.
At this time, there are no specific credible threats.
However, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says ever since last year's Hamas attack in Israel, they've been operating in a heightened threat environment. Mayor Eric Adams says it's all about making sure everyone has a safe experience.
There are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Julie Walker, New York.
January 9th will be an official day of mourning for former President Jimmy Carter, who died on Sunday. He was 100 years old.
Those who worked closely with Jimmy Carter at his Carter Center are remembering his efforts to help those in need around the world. Senior advisor Linda Newman says the ex-president focused on health and peace.
And he understood that you need both for society to thrive.
Frank Richards, who recently retired from the center, points to Carter's decades-long push to wipe out guinea worm, an ancient parasite that afflicted an estimated 3.5 million people in 1986.
Now we're talking about 14 people in the entire world, 14 persons.
For both Richards and Newman, Carter's passing, while expected, was still shocking.
I shed some tears last night.
We truly believed he was going to live forever. And I think we're coming to grips with the fact that he's no longer on Earth.
I'm Sagar Meghani.
Jimmy Carter's state funeral will be January 9th in Washington. We're learning that U.S. investigators have examined the site of that plane crash that killed 179 people in South Korea on Sunday. This is AP News. It's being called a major cybersecurity incident. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
The Treasury Department says Chinese hackers remotely accessed several of its workstations and documents. The agency says the hack was through a third-party software provider. The documents accessed were unclassified. A letter was sent to lawmakers that said there is no evidence indicating the threat actor had continued access to Treasury information, and it is being investigated as a major cybersecurity incident. This comes as U.S. officials are continuing to grapple with the fallout of a massive Chinese cyber espionage campaign known as Salt Typhoon. It gave officials in Beijing access to private text and phone conversations of an unknown number of Americans. A top White House official says the number of telecommunications companies affected by the hack has now risen to 9. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. is sending billions more in weapons to Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.